broadcasting from a high security facility, this is Samantha's Wildlife, a podcast about everything life. Hear the latest scientific news and anecdotal creature features. Hello, I'm Samantha. Welcome to another episode of Samantha's Wildlife. This weekend I've been thinking a little bit about whether or not science can answer our ethical dilemmas. Usually we consider science and ethics very, very different, opposite things on different ends of the spectrum, belonging to completely different worlds. Ethics is a humanities topic considered by religious people, philosophers, humanitarians, where science is very fact-based. We're looking at nothing but statistical evidence, observable, repeatable evidence that we can create in the lab or we can see in the field and will always be the same each time. However, I don't really think the two are completely mutually exclusive. Ethics is informed by philosophy, religion, and the humanities. However, is it not possible that there is a scientific answer? Science has given us some great understanding of the world around us. We now have a greater understanding of how things work and how things are now. But do we not have a definitive sort of answer as to the ethics of the world? Well, that's something I find a little bit strange, because we can look at science and we can see from numerous studies exactly what the optimum human sort of like life is, what makes humans sort of happy. And that's a bit strange that I say happy, because what I actually mean is what is life and what is ethics concerned with? It's sort of concerned with doing the right thing. Now, the sort of right thing relates to feelings. So you're doing the right thing if you're making someone else happy, or more specifically, if you're not making them unhappy. So looking at human feelings. Now, human feelings are, as erratic as they are, quantifiable. We can look at the human being, we can look at the environment that it's in, and we can say, well, these things are going to cause it to react in a certain way. And that's sometimes, there's lots of different sort of inputs that can create a different outcome. But essentially, we know what a human being needs to be fulfilled, to be happy, to be comfortable. They need the correct food, the correct sort of environment, the correct social environment, and the general inputs of what makes a person happy. Well, we can see that from science. We've studied it, we've observed it, so we can sort of backwards engineer it and answer the question as to what it is that makes a human happy. So does that not answer the ethics of the world, at least in theory? And I think the same sort of applies to animals. Animals, although it sounds very, very strange to say, do have feelings, or at least we know what causes an animal harm. And if the idea of ethics is not to cause another person harm, then we can say it's unethical to kick the dog, because we can see from the science that kicking the dog is not worthwhile. It's not sort of fruitful because it causes the animal harm. So in that case, it's not ethical. Now, I've been looking a lot into behavior. So I would say that if the dog does something wrong, beating it is not the best solution to stopping that behaviour. But giving us, there's lots of different opinions as to how exactly it is best to train an animal, we'll move on to something that we might be able to understand a bit more. So a child. Child development has been heavily studied. The sort of impacts that the outside world can have on a child's development. So if you beat a child, it is very likely to cause anxiety. It's going to decrease its rate of learning as well. And the idea of childhood is essentially to learn so that you can become an adult, a self-functioning adult, not just within society, but actually as a human being, regardless of what society you are to grow up in. So whether it's a dog or a human, we can look at the ways that we're meant to treat these beings. The same also goes to women. Very patriarchal society. Things are changing, but traditionally men have questioned, how should we treat women? Well, we know from studying science, you treat them as equal human beings. You treat them as equal people with personality and the ability to feel, ability to thrive, to add to society themselves. You can potentially argue if there are certain roles that women are better at or worse at, but that's a slightly deeper topic to go into now, but we can just go from the science. You know, what's the ethical treatment of women? Well, not to treat them adversely is what we can see, because of, we can look at the evidence and the data saying, you know, does a woman have the ability to feel and understand different inputs? Yes, quite obviously. What environment should we put that woman in so they can thrive and benefit the society or which they're in? Well, there you go. We can look at the evidence and suggest for that. Now, so far, everything I've said, you know, it's been a little bit. It's not necessarily very scientific, because this is an idea, this is a theory. I don't have any particular hard data. Now, what I'm sort of wondering as well, something that might seem a little bit strange, something that is represented very often in the observable science, but equally something that might in itself sound a little potentially unscientific. It's like the world is made up of multiple societies, multiple people, you know, doing very, very different things with very different ideas of things. And we go, well, what is the optimum human experience? Well, there's lots of very, very different ideas as to what the optimum human experience actually is. And sort of like, yeah, it's not a flat surface. There are lots of peaks of the optimum humans, and we can sort of look between them, and there's lots of parallels between them, but they are slightly different. And well, this is not exactly a 100% original idea of me. I've been doing a lot of reading, a lot of research, and a talk I was listening to, a little idea, suggested the idea of what is healthy food. Well, healthy food is really easy to define. We can look at nutritional requirements of a human being and go that, you know, a human needs this much of certain food types to survive. But those particular food types can be made up of lots of individual, you know, sort of plants, lots of individual inputs. Just because, you know, that person is eating culturally relevant food, so this person is eating Indian food, but they've got all the nice different food types in there. But yeah, and you've got a healthy, well-nutritioned human at the top of that society. You know, they've eaten very, very well. They're getting all their food groups. But if you go over to China, eating different food entirely, and then you have your person with optimum nutrition from eating that diet, a Westerner, when they're not eating McDonald's, you know, if they're eating all the correct food groups, they come together optimum nutrition. But these people, the food that they're eating is very, very different. And I think that's sort of the same when it comes to culture and human well-being, and feeding back to the main issue of ethics. There are lots of ways to go about getting the optimum. How do we treat people properly? What's the ethical thing to do? Lots of very different sort of inputs, but they all peak up into different areas. But we can say that all of these things are ethical. So I think in a very real way, ethics, instead of necessarily just being defined by, you know, the humanities, philosophy and religion, we can actually look at the science, and the science will tell us what is the best, most ethical thing to do. It maybe can't answer all of life's little questions, but I think it definitely has a lot to say about how people should treat those of other races, homosexuals, women, children, animals. It's not what you should do here, now, then. Should I date this guy? Should I date that guy? There's lots of social sciences, which are themselves the sciences, that you can look into the theories of human interaction and go down it onto that line. But I think the very, very base principles of right and wrong are clearly defined in the sciences.